I think everything was said tonight. The first testimony talked about, and I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget, the first testimony, Ian shared that God is a God of fulfillment, and, you know, he was chasing a quick fix, and a quick fix didn't do the job for him. Iman shared that God was a healer, that God still heals regardless of what you may believe or not. That was living proof. And that money could not buy healing. She couldn't get healing any other way than through Jesus. Lastly, Jessica shared that God can change your identity and that God is a defender, that God fights for his children. Those are displays of the power of God. That's what God can do, and that's what God is doing in the lives of young people at the gate and in my life. But the Bible speaks of one display of the power of God that I believe supersedes all of those. And it's one simple verse that says, the message of the cross is the power of God to those that are being saved. I believe the ultimate display of the power of God is found at the cross. Now, if you've never heard about the cross is not a complex message. In fact, the writer who writes says, I'm not going to preach the cross with eloquent words, lest the cross loses its power. The cross is a simple message tonight. And the cross preaches and teaches this. Every single one of us have fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says we are all sinners. And what is sin? Sin is simply disobedience to God. So every person at one point or another has fallen short of God's glory. And some of us may think, you know what, I'm not really that bad of a person. And I believe I live my life and I give to charity and I do good. Sure. According to your definition of the word good, you may be good. But according to the perfect definition of God, we all fall short. All of us are sinners. And what sin did was separate us from God eternally. Because God is so perfect, so holy, so just, sin could not stand in God's presence. And because of that, me and you forever were separated from God and his love. You know, in light of everything that's happened in the last week and in the last 2 weeks in our country with the shootings, many families looking for justice, a lot of people asking a lot of questions. If I were a good judge and a murderer stood before me and committed that crime, regardless of if he cried and said he was sorry, if I were a good judge, I would have to give him punishment. That's what a good judge would do. And in the same way, a good God requires punishment for the crime that we've committed against God. He is a just judge. He needs that punishment. In fact, sin is so serious that the only punishment that God accepts is a life. That's how serious sin is to God. But God is not only a just God, the Bible said and says he is a good God, which means God found a way to be just and good at the same time. And you know what the cross says? The cross says this: God sent his son to pay for our crime so that we would no longer have to pay. That we could stand before God holy and blameless. What threatened to separate us from God forever, sin, was now taken care of on the cross. And you know what me and you need to do in order to receive that blessing? The Bible says we need to turn, repent from our sin, acknowledge we are sinners, and put our faith in Jesus. That's it. A just God and a good God. God is a defender, absolutely. God is a healer, absolutely. God is a restorer, absolutely. God can change your identity, absolutely. God can bless you, absolutely. But above all of that, the power of God is found at the cross, where God says, my love for you was enough to send me to the cross and to die in your place. Tonight, in a moment, we're gonna stand. And if you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart, you know, I never really understood what that means. All that means to me is saying, God, I surrender. I've tried everything. The quick fix doesn't work. Money isn't working. I need you, and I accept you into my heart. If you haven't invited Jesus into your heart, when you make that commitment today, the one thing that threatened to keep you from God forever is broken. Because you come to the cross and you say, God, at the cross, you chose to buy me. You chose to pay for my soul. That's how much I meant to you. As I invite the musicians to come, I'm going to ask you to stand reverently. And that invitation is open. If you'd like to accept Jesus as your personal Savior tonight, I know I took about 5 minutes, but simply, that's the cross. It doesn't take a lot of time to get down to the cross. If you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, and if you heard what my brother and my two sisters were sharing and found yourself in their story and said, God, I need you to be my defender, my healer. I need you to be those things to me. Come to the cross where God reminds you you're his first. Come to the cross and say, God, I give you everything that I am. Be the Lord of my life. It's not a weird thing. We're going to invite you to the front. We're just going to pray with you after that. And your life will forever be changed. You know, some of the testimonies were shared and said nothing happened in the beginning, but I guarantee you that an eternal transaction will take place tonight. And we're going to celebrate as family from this day forward because of what Jesus did for us. It's not about any of us. It's simply what God has done for each of us. So as we sing, I invite you to join me at this altar. And at the end, we're just going to take a moment to pray together. God bless you. If your heart is beating a million miles an hour, God is speaking, and God wants to make you a new person tonight. And so as we pray, the altar remains open. But for everyone who's responded, just going to ask you to repeat a simple prayer after me that invites Jesus into your heart. And at any moment, you can paraphrase and make it your own. Jesus, I thank you, God, that you died in my place. I thank you, Jesus, that you went to the cross. And God, now I can stand before you completely forgiven. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to give me the strength to turn from them. And I put my faith in you completely. God, I may not feel anything right now, but I'm not walking by feelings. I'm walking by faith tonight. So I pray, be the Lord of my life. I surrender every area to you, God. And I pray, guide me, teach me, lead me, help me get plugged into a church, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.